about the fact that she stole it. You know, how would we know? Okay.
We have a match number, that's fine.
I want to get to my guest here. Keo, welcome back to our show.
Hey, don't you?
We have done our best to defame as many people as we can. But in 100% opposite spirit of that, you are here to talk about www.iraqwarheroes.org. It's really an organization. Don't let the memory of them drift away, our Iraq war heroes. Tell us a little bit about this, or however you would like to lead into this.
Okay, first I'd like to tell everybody, go find yourself something to write on and to write with, paper and pencil.
Okay.
Or if you have a computer, later down the road, you can go to kpsu.org and download the show after they post it.
That's right. That's right. Everything is kpsu.org. All the shows are they are live. They are archived by the hour. So that's Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. on today, May 4th. 2000 and I can't ever remember these days.
So anyhow, right,
2006.
Okay. Actually, I prefer we say org because you know it's really not a commercial enterprise. That's why org. But I've got both, so people don't misuse it for something else.
Yeah.
And it's my mission to remind people of who our heroes are that have given their all.
Yeah.
And IraqWarHeroes.org, I started it when the war started, and I'm one of the only people left behind in the Portland area, I think, that started up something and just keep going at it.
Right. 3 is a website, www.319.03.org.com.
Wrong.
No. I'm close.
Remember the date that the war started.
03 03 19 03 03 .com.
If you go there and click on headlines, that's the only part of it that I really still maintain on that page.
Okay.
If you click on headlines, you can go back to almost the beginning of the war and see what the headlines were. It's great to use for research, school research. I give you enough information so I'm not in copyright violation, so you can actually do a search on the web for more information on that article.
That's good.
I hope everybody's got paper and pencil by now.
Okay.
One of the things that I do is I attend the funeral services of men and women that get killed in Iraq that are from the Northwest. I've gone as far south as San Bruno, California.
Oh, my.
And, you know, as far north as Bothell and beyond, and as far east as the Idaho border, eastern Washington, eastern Oregon. And when you go to these small towns, you know, go to the services for men and women, you see everybody turn out. I mean, you see people lining the streets with flags and things like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it always saddens me when I have to attend a funeral here in the Portland area and I don't see too many people coming around. So I'd like to make people aware of two funerals that are happening this weekend.
Okay.
And that would be this Friday, May 5th, there will be a funeral for Army Specialist Eric King. The first part of the funeral will be at Evergreen Memorial Gardens at 1101 Northeast 112th in Vancouver at 14:30. That's 2:30 p.m., which is followed by the official military ceremony at Willamette National Cemetery on Mount Scott Boulevard here in Portland at about 5 o'clock. And there will also be another memorial service. This one will be on Sunday, May 7th. It'll be for Navy Petty Officer 3 Marcus Nettles, N-E-T-T-L-E-S. And it will be held at New Beginnings Christian Church at 7600 Northeast Gleason Street in Portland at 3 p.m., 1500 hours, which also will be followed at the military funeral at Willamette National Cemetery at about 1700, which is 5 p.m. So if you can take a couple of hours out of your day, come show up, show your support, let the families know, you know, that you do care. And I mean, just show up. If you got a flag, bring it. It means a lot to these families. And currently, our U.S. casualties that I have listed is 2,655.
You're a little ahead of the official statistics.
I am always ahead.
Yeah.
Plus, I include numbers that others don't include.
Hmm.
Where do you get the names of our soldier boys that have
okay.
lost their lives? Is there a website or do they email
Actually,
you?
I get a release email from the Department of Defense.
It's like if people at home
every time they
know.
Release it, I get it. And the thing is, unlike the media. Like the local media that will report the death of a soldier when they hear it from a first command locally before DOD releases it officially in writing. I won't do that. I wait for DOD to release it and then I post it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, then there are exceptions. There are some men and women that have gotten killed or that died after returning stateside.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get released via DOD, but they do end up on my website.
Mm.
I mean, there's one guy, he came home, and he was home less than a month, and he got killed by a drunk driver, and he spent, you know, over a year in Iraq.
Mm.
So he is still, you know, classified.
Mm.
And, you know, DOD doesn't release that information. It's information that parents tell me, brothers and sisters, that get in touch with me via my website. And I update the site on a daily basis, I mean, constantly when I'm there. And, you know, I'll be glad when the day comes that I can stop doing it. Lately, I've made some changes, which has made my website number one listing now on Google and other search engines. So... That, of course, has brought up the hits a lot, and it's also brought in the flood of emails that I get from family members, parents, relatives, and friends sending me pictures of their loved one so I can post it because, you know, I tell people, I want any information that helps others know who this hero is. I don't want just a name or a number. I want a face. I want faces involved. I want comments and things like that. And mine, I think... that I know about is the only one at site that's non-commercial. Mine is totally non-commercial.
Okay.
Because to me, there's something totally wrong with going like to a cemetery and you go to visit a loved one and then there's a McDonald's pop-up ad or something, you know? That would be, it's just wrong.
Well, we don't want to mention, but any pop-up ad.
Right, any pop-up ad.
These are the boys and the girls, the men and the women that are serving our country, that are serving the cause of democracy, liberty, and freedom around the globe. Whatever views and positions people take on these issues, that's okay, but these are the people that are on the front lines that have been called up. They, at some point in their life, they felt... that they wanted to be involved in the military service. Usually you don't get called up, but then sometimes stuff happens.
And you don't get to pick your conflicts either.
That's
you know,
right.
When these men and women sign up, they sign up to defend this country. They sign up to defend its people. They sign up to defend its rights. They don't get to pick where, when, what, who, and how. You know, if you've got a problem with those things, you need to take it up with your politicians.
Right.
Right. It's,
and not the men and women, the boys and girls in uniform. Robin, did you have a...
Oh, I was just wondering, with your website out there, has anybody up, like a politician or the president or anybody, acknowledged his website to maybe put it out on... the news and stuff.
No, you know, I mean... I mean,
you're doing a great job here. I need to get acknowledgement for it.
I've hit the news a couple of times in the early stages. I showed you a video earlier that Channel 6 did. And then a video recently where KNDO in Yakima was taping my response to those nasty protesters that I've been dealing with at some of these memorial services. So, yeah, and Willamette Week did a write-up once. They tried to politicize it, I believe, but they didn't quite get away with it. You know, I encourage people to spread the word. There is a politician, I won't mention his name, he's, you know, a few times now said he was going to give me a hand, but...
Oh, that Senator... never mind.
Anyhow, So this is one aspect of what I'm doing, and you know, unlike the guys that came back from Vietnam, for example, you know, they got ignored, never welcomed home, and things like that,
and blamed. I might add
for just about anything you can dream of, you know.
Yeah.
Today's technology allows me to start right off the bat and acknowledge these guys that give their all. And mm-hmm. you know, it's been a passion of mine. It's taken up a lot of time, but it's been a passion of mine. And I'm here to see it to the end. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people say, well, why don't you do something for the other guys? Well, I do, you know, indirectly. For an example, there's a grassroots, I guess that's what they call it, organization in Eastern Washington in the Tri-City areas.
Mm.
And they're called American Citizens Encouraging Support. And, you know, just how it sounds like, they encourage you to support our troops.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a great slogan I like is, you know, if you're not behind them, why don't you get in front of them?
Right.
You know, and American Citizens Encouraging Support, you can get to their website at ACES cares.org or AmericanCitizensEncouragingSupport.org. And they do a variety of things. One is they show up. When a soldier comes in on a plane, they show up and they hold a homecoming for him right there on the spot.
Right on the tarmac.
They lay out a red carpet that he can walk over, and the red carpet will be flanked on both sides with flags. The biggest flag will normally be the flag of the service that this young man or woman is in.
Mm.
You know, so if it's an Army guy coming in, well, the biggest flag will be an Army flag. The other things they do is farewells. Mm-hmm. They see them off. And the other thing is they will also show up at funeral services and hold mm-hmm. flags.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing that they do is they do care packages. What they do is they send out care packages to the soldiers over in Iraq, and they also send out packages to soldiers in hospitals. And what I wanted to do real quick is point out some of the things that they need to send these guys.
Oh.
You know, because a lot of guys, they complain and say, you know, we're getting a whole bunch of this. I mean, we got 16,000 tons of chopstick, and it's only, you know.
Chopstick.
and I don't have a bowl or something.
Right.
Yeah.
You know. So anyhow, what I'm going to do is bring up my list real quick and give you guys an idea of some of the things they like to send out in care packages.
Should we take a short break while you're doing that?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, we have a short break here. Jerry's got a song that is really apropos our boys and girls in the service. And then Ty has an announcement for us. Take it away, guys, and we'll be right back.
We'll look up the list.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that's fine, because you're mine. I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you, because you're mine. I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine. I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tide that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
This program is brought to you in part by the Scanner newspaper. The Scanner is an award-winning weekly newspaper whose goal is challenging people to shape a better future now. The Scanner features news, opinion, entertainment, and sports from an African-American perspective. The Scanner helps citizens to be informed. The Scanner newspaper is now located at 415 North Killingsworth. Their phone number is 285-5555, and their webpage is www.thescanner.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Winston. This is the Fathers and Families Show, Mothers and Families Too, Rockin' Robin, my wonderful co-host. Yeah, Robin's been co-hosting our shows here and the TV show for about 5 years.
Yes, exactly.
It's hard to believe. One thing we really appreciate is the support of KPSU Radio. Mm-hmm. Our official pledge drive is the end last 2 weeks of this month. We are able to have KPSU have our show here and have all sorts of guests on our show. And that's one of the reasons we're able to be here. Let's get back with Q Mape. So you've got information, acescares.org, and these are the type of things the GIs need.
Correct. First, okay. I was going to say, you know, a lot of us have stayed at hotels, mm-hmm. and I'm sure a lot of us have just kind of, you know, you figure it's part of the fee, cleaned up, you know, taking all the little shampoos, like the little soaps and stuff like that.
No, we don't do that.
You know, look, if you've got a few extra of those are some things we can send to people.
The small little personal size items.
Correct.
Ah.
Now, of course, you know, the non-smelly stuff, we would send those to the troops overseas, and the smelly stuff, we'd send it to the guys in the hospital. But look, if you're out in the field, you don't want to be smelling like no flower because the bad guy is going to smell you and pop you. Okay, so that's the reason behind that.
Oh, okay, it's true. That's true.
You don't want to wear colognes and.
That's right. I mean, come on. Yeah. You've walked downtown before. Some people smell before you cross the street. But you know, either case, those items are always welcomed. Comfort kits that we send to hospitals. Let me start with that one. Socks for men and women, preferably white.
Mm.
Because white can always be bleached, for example.
Okay.
Shower shoes. You know, pick up a few pairs. You can get cheap shower shoes. T-shirts, also preferably white. Some relaxing music CDs.
Oh, yeah.
Non-violent DVD movies.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right? You don't want to get somebody agitated while they're laying in a hospital bed. Stationery, such as notepads, envelopes, etc. And you know what? A lot of times people get that stuff for free. You know, little pads of notebooks and stuff. Toys, such as foam footballs or foam basketballs. Yo-yos. Yo-yos are great. You know, if you guys can send a bunch of yo-yos, those are great. There's a lot of things you can do with yo-yos. Yeah. And, you know, if you get really good, it's a great self-defense weapon. I'm already talking back out in the field. Handheld electronic games, you know, we're not talking expensive stuff. No, it's just cheap little games.
Yeah.
You might be able to pick up at dollar stores, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Puzzle books.
Hmm.
Dice. Not loaded dice, just plain old dice. other small toys, you know, that might amuse someone in the hospital while they're getting bored. Shower gels, small ones, gift cards to nationwide restaurants that they can use. For example, Mickey D's, Denny's, IHOP, etc. If you're not sure, you can contact American Citizens Encouraging Support .org and, you know, ask for specifics. If in doubt, contact. Now, those are, you know, some of the things for care packages for the men and women that are laid up in our hospitals. We're trying to get them back up and running. For overseas now, for the guys out in the field, some of the approved food items are instant coffee, powdered drinks, powdered hot chocolate. And before I go any further, nothing should be in a pressurized container, and it should all be have like individual packets where you can actually carry it with you, okay? You can't be like doing, you know, carry a big old latte in your hand or something, right? You can't do that. Things you can stick in your pocket.
Right.
And because the stuff gets shipped in these big, huge cargo planes, it gets depressurized down in the cargo, or you don't want things blowing up all over the place.
Okay, so all of a sudden they're depressurized there, and effectively they're...
Right.
Okay.
So, some of the other things will be tea bags, spiced cider, Slim Jims, cheese and crackers, bubble gum, regular chewing gum, crunch gum, candies that won't melt. It gets hot out there, okay? You don't want a pocket full of stickies.
Chocolate. Send the chocolate to me.
Little Debbie snack cakes, because they come all individually wrapped.
Okay. Again, it's the small serving type thing that they can pop in their pocket.
Crackers, saltines, Ritz, Rice Krispie treats, dried cereal, Kraft Easy Mac, because you know a lot of them do have microwaves in their little tents.
But it's quick to go.
And it's quick to go.
Oh, wow.
You could even eat that cold, I bet.
Yeah.
And microwave popcorn.
They have microwaves in their tents?
Oh, yeah.
Where do they plug them in at?
Well, they have electricity, too, for the lights in a tent.
Oh, okay. I'm just thinking outside in a campground with a tent.
Well, you're out
in the desert is what I was
in my brain. You know, not everybody's out there in the dirt, so some of them are actually buildings and
tents. I was thinking of things that these men are out there in the desert, in the dirt. I'm going, why are they plugging in there?
Right here.
Right.
But pop the stuff, put it in your pocket, and take it with you.
But they're out there, but then, like I say, they come back to their camp, and they may be back at camp and a bit bored for a bit, or need to clean up or work on their gear, their equipment.
Sure.
Okay.
Beef jerky, granola bars, power bars, dried fruit, instant soup, tuna. And some of the practical stuff. Let me scroll down here.
Yeah, okay.
Antibacterial wet wipes.
Wait. Antibacterial?
Wet wipes.
Wet wipes.
But not the real smelly stuff.
Okay.
Disposable razors. Small backpacks and totes. Soap or body wash, shower gel, unscented for this group.
Yeah.
Toothpaste, toothbrushes, breath mints, deodorant, unscented. Shaving cream, t-shirts, underwear, socks, hats, gloves, neck scarves, dark colors such as black or dark brown for the guys on the field. Because white looks pretty bright out in the brown.
You don't want yellow or pink out there.
That too. Eye drops for moisturizing.
Okay.
Because you do get dry out there.
Out there.
Chapstick, lip balm, towels, washcloth, sunblock. Also, you don't want to get real smelly stuff. Things like that.
You have some hypoallergenic type of sunblock. Yeah.
Skin so soft by, I guess it's an Avon product, hand lotions, dental floss, baby powder. You get the idea. If you go to acescares.org, you can actually, click on a list and get the whole list printed out in case you decide to go shopping or look around and see things that you already have access to.
Yeah, and people may have a lot of the stuff laying around that they're just not using.
Yeah. And the other thing is, you know, you can also send them personalized greetings or messages that we can put in care packages. You know, maybe your kids would like to draw a card or something. You send it to ACES and they'll add it to a care package.
Oh, wow.
Because I tell you what, you know, no matter where you're stationed, I don't care if it's in Guam, in Iraq, in Germany, There's nothing like getting a piece of home, and it doesn't have to be from your house. It can be from anybody.
Well, just somebody that takes a moment to write a card, a child could write a card or a drawing and just say, thank you, and however they want to say it.
Also, that soldier is knowing that we really do care about him and what he is doing, not just his family, but America is saying thank you.
People need to realize now we've got Memorial Day coming up on the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a Memorial Day, of course, is a day that we honor the men and women of the military that gave their all for us. From our earliest wars to our current. And this year, it's going to be really hard again because we have a whole new generation of people affected by men and women that gave their all. A lot of new family members, wives, husbands, fathers, sons, and friends. And with each year passing, you know, it's going to be really hard for them. Especially a lot of people have just recently lost someone. So we need to keep that in mind. And you know what? It is so simple things. I mean, even for the laziest of people out there, if you see a man or woman in uniform, walk up to him or her and say, thank you. You know, one of the worst things, and there's still some Vietnam veterans trying to come home. They can't. They've been here for years now, and they can't come home because nobody's bothered to welcome them home.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy to see some of these guys.
And they're not doing okay emotionally sometimes.
Right. I mean, think about it. You know, you go off the war, Uncle Sam sends you to fight the war, and you come back, and everybody's just like treating you like crap or not. It's not right, and we can't let that happen. We're going to have a whole generation of young guys coming back from active duty over there. So they're going to be a little bit riled up. They're going to be a little bit antsier.
You had mentioned that some of the people coming back, they may be a little spacey, a little antsy, a little nervous, a little jumpy. So if you run across someone like this,
well, you know, like, you know, somebody in a hurry, you know, he looks like he could have just come back from Iraq. He looks like a young soldier. Let him head of the line. Let him go. You know, some of these guys, all they've been doing is, you know, covering their backs, watching and dodging bullets. And, yeah, they're going to be antsy for quite a long time. And the way we treat these guys is also going to affect how PTSD takes hold with them and how bad it is and if they get it. You know, and I encourage all the employers, too, look, you know, you made an agreement with Uncle Sam a long time ago. These guys get sent off to war. They come back. They get their jobs back. And I hear some of them not getting their jobs back. You know, what kind of pressure are you under? Are you come back home? You can't feed your family because you have to go off the war. And it's wrong. We need to make sure we support them while they're there, while they're coming back, no matter how they're coming back. And you know what? If you see them, and you will have thousands of them. You'll see thousands of them that have been crippled by this war. You know, we need to treat them like everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, the worst thing is, you know, for a soldier to feel like somebody's taking pity upon him when he would much rather get up and fight the fight again. I hope I'm making that myself clear on this. So, you know, this Memorial Day, I'd like you to go out of your way, put up some yellow ribbons, put out some flags, and go find a veteran and say, thank you. It's really easy. And you know, online, there are lots of places you can go to and thank a veteran.
Okay, so online, if I don't know any veterans or people that have voted, there's a way to find a few veterans.
That's correct.
And just to take 30 seconds and say thank you.
That is correct. You know, a lot of people are on MySpace. On MySpace, you'll find a lot of veterans, a lot of active duty, actually, young guys on MySpace. Every time I run across one, I send them a thank you. And I know we're running short.
Yeah, I've got a few more minutes here.
Okay, good. One of the other things I've been doing is I got a place on MySpace, too, MySpace.com/QFocal. What I do is I've been going on AVA walks, AVA.org, American Folk Sports Association. And on these walks, they're 10Ks or longer, I photograph things. And then I post them online, and people hurry to go see the photograph. And under each one of the photographs, is a link to my website, IraqWarHeroes.org. You know, and every day I do whatever I can to help remind people not to forget these guys. yeah. to remember them.
Okay. We're going to take just one more short sure. break here, and then we'll be back with Q. Ty, you've got an announcement for us.
You bet I do. This program's been brought to you by Latin News, the Spanish newspaper for Oregon's Latin community. Latin News provides local, national, and international news and classifieds. Latin News is found at many Spanish establishments, selected libraries, and markets. Latin News publishes their annual Hispanic telephone directory, which contains Hispanic merchant information of goods and services needed by Oregon's Latin community. For more information, their telephone number is 503-227-7780.
We're here, we're back. Right after our show, every Thursday at 7 p.m. is the Nibbler Show with DJ Greg. Comedy, rock, talk, and music. After that, Thursdays at 8 p.m., Sisters Rock. The Art Star Show brings you the art world every Monday, 5 p.m. And we can do these kind of things on KPSU Radio. Really, really important. And you will find a lot of veterans apropos the following. Street Roots advocates for the homeless. Street Roots newspaper tries to make sure that at least 50% of all writing is written by homeless or very low-income people, and that homeless people have opportunities to sell the paper and to help themselves. Third in Northwest Davis, downtown, 503-228-5657. Street Roots. Q, I want to thank you so much for coming on our show. We just got maybe 2 minutes for some final thoughts.
Sure.
These are the men and the women, the boys and girls that signed up to serve in the military. They don't know if a war is going to come up or not. They're asked to serve. Many serve, but they've never called up for active duty. But these are the people throughout our history. America has stood up for freedom, democracy, liberty around the globe. If the United States hadn't, I suppose this is far enough back, I suppose I can editorialize. If the United States hadn't stood up in World War II, there probably wouldn't be much democracy around this globe.
Right. And, you know, if you need a gentle reminder, go to my website, email me, and email me your mailing address, and I will send you one of my postcards.
Oh, yeah. I wish we had.
And on my postcard, it has a line that I coined.
Mm-hmm.
Says, "Don't let the memory of them drift away." And in the background, it's almost kind of like a desert scene. And then mm-hmm. you see a picture of a tumbleweed. As you know, tumbleweeds, they tend to drift along all over the place. And then underneath that, it says, www.IraqWarHeroes.org. And for your Vietnam veterans out there, check out www.VietnamWarHeroes.org. That's a whole new kind of beans.
VietnamWarHeroes.org. And none of these are commercial items at all.
Not all my websites are tribute sites. And, you know, any help that I can get to let other people know, you know, please do so.
Yeah. You need to digitize this and get it to me. I'll put it on the
Actually, you know, if you go to my website, there are digital versions of the postcard on the website. And you can just...
I can drop it down to CD?
You bet.
Well, you know how incompetent I am on things like that, but I'll try. I'll try.
Okay. If you fail 3 times, email me, and I will email you a copy of it.
Okay. But I've got this wonderful new computer, and it allows me to do far more than I used to do.
Well, great.
Oh, does that computer sound familiar or something?
Yeah. That's an inside joke here. Q helped me with my computer a while back, to which I'm eternally grateful. Now I don't have an excuse. Okay. Real quick final thought on our veterans, Q.
Well, let's all remember our veterans. Let's support each one of our men and women out in uniform, out in the field, and local, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are... It's not just the guys out on the front. It's the men and women that are here also. A lot of things they have to do we don't see, and, you know, we need to back them up all the way.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Jim? I am so proud of myself.
None of those words.
I didn't say that word, and that word.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, that's pretty good.
Okay. It's the instant third. It's the third rail. It's third rail on that one. Where was that town in Northern California that where your car broke down and you had to walk and hitchhike?
The furthest south that I've gone to a funeral was San Bruno, and I did that by special request.
Okay.
And I broke down 50 miles outside of San Bruno.
Ooh.
So California's got a neat little program. Immediately, there's a tow truck there to tow you off the highway.
Oh.
So the guy towed me off the highway and gave me a ride to a close-by restaurant where I spotted 2 cop cars. I went in, and a cop gave me a ride to a police officer, gave me a ride to a bus station.
Okay.
And I talked to people in there. The bus took me to a rail system, and I rode the rail twice. And then I walked the last couple of miles to the cemetery.
Oh, my God.
And you know what? I was so glad I made it because, you know, San Francisco is one of those places I think they hate the military even more than they do here in Portland. I was pretty much the only outsider there, and I was so happy I showed up. I mean, I didn't even see TV cameras there.
Yeah.
And they were so happy with the pictures that I did for the families.
Oh.
And then I spent the next 3 days trying to get back home.
Trying to get the car fixed.
Q, Mafe, thank you so much for coming on our show. Keep in touch with us, and thanks for the great work that you're doing.
I've always appreciated what you do with fathers and families, you know, and it's always been a pleasure to help with the show.
You.
This project here has been keeping me a lot busy.
I can tell.
It's a one-man organization, and kids do need both parents, and
yes, they do.
You know,
and our veterans need the support of the whole. Kids need two parents, and the veterans need the support of the entire country. Yeah, thank you so much, Q, for coming.
Thank you,
Rockin' Robin. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
We got to wrap it up here. Thanks, Jerry and Ty. Take it away.
Good night, Portland.
To keep you suckers trippin', everybody's looking. If you're jealous, turn around. The AMG kick keeps us closer to the ground. We're getting good grip from the 50 series tires. The Alpine's bumping, but I need the volume higher. Cause the 808 kick drum makes the girly dip dumb. We're rolling Rainier, and the jealous wanna get some. Every time we do this, sucker MCs wanna battle. I'm the man they love to hate, the J-R-U-ing of Seattle. Pick up the posse on 23rd and Jackson, heading for the ship. Yes, we're looking for some action. The limo's kinda crowded, the whole car was leaning back. Maharaji's watching TV with two girlies on his lap. On Martin Luther King, the set looks kinda dead. We need a new seat, so posse move ahead. We all look kinda suave, the crew you can't forget. The Mix-a-Lot posse core ripping up the set.
KBPS Portland, KPSU 1450 AM, Portland's College Radio. Evenings and weekends at 1450 AM citywide, 24 hours a day at www.kps.com.